This is not the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started, so please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you later regret, wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it, your destiny is too important to give up for anything.
Going to do binge watching or Netflix, family time, or you're going to sleep in. I got some things I have to do today. But regardless of the situation, can I just quote the song? Your destiny love for anything. I'm telling you, that song just spoke to me this morning. God desires to have a conversation with you. And when you get through talking to Jesus, oh my goodness, there is destiny. Okay, all right. I just feel like I want to shout. Waiting for us again. I'm your host, Minister Daphne Smith. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me today. Okay, I haven't had my coffee this morning, so listen, get you some coffee, drink it for me. I'm going to have some after this. Get your journal, your Bible, and let's give God some praise and glory this morning. Delve into his word for a little bit. It's Saturday, and I'm here every weekend at 8 a.m., didn't do the show yesterday, had something to do, but I'm here today. And listen, want to get you motivated, uplifted on this Saturday morning with me, Minister Daphne Smith. I have some announcements and some words of encouragement to help you, to help us with our destiny. It's too important to give up for anything. Okay, I just had to say that again. Call in number 347-989-0144 every weekend at 8 a.m. Thank you for joining the conversation. This is a conversation. 347-989-0144. Email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com with your prayer requests, your comments, your questions, suggestions for topics that you believe will help this ministry to grow. Check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/purposeforgodliness. And don't forget to email me anytime at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com to submit all of your comments. And also, I have a link for our upcoming conference. Amen. All right. Let me do announcements right now. I feel like I need to do those before I forget and start talking. Okay, so announcements every third Saturday, and this coming third Saturday, June 17th, every third Saturday, weather permitting, at 10 a.m., Lifeline Missions, we take it to the streets. Amen. And we are going to be at Kirsten Park on 10th Street East in Palmdale, June 17th. We just desire that you come out and help us. We need volunteers. We need donations like non-perishable items, clothes, care packages. You can email me at purposeforgodliness.com for any more for some more information. If you would like to donate food and clothes, you can also find out information on Facebook regarding that. But we will be at Kirsten Park June 17th for our food distribution. We just have a wonderful time in the Lord. We, as I said, distribute food, clothes, care packages. We have prayer. We just sit down and share the love of Jesus. Tell them about the Lord. Amen. And we also tell them about our church. But listen, the main thing is to get the word out about Christ, that he loves all of us. And he desires all of us to fulfill the destiny that he has placed on the inside of us. So come on out and join us 10 a.m. next Saturday at Kirsten Park. All right. And more information to come. Also, we are still celebrating our grand opening. I want to give a shout out to In His Presence, to Universal Truth, to Evangelist Sandra Williams, to Love on Purpose, Mark Ministers Mark and Tracy Vaughn, to Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, to Mother Elaine Irvin and the Mother's Board. Oh my goodness, last Sunday they packed the place out. Oh, my goodness, and we just had an awesome time. So we're still celebrating tomorrow. p.m., Pastor Rod Sutton and his wife, Evangelist Sandra Sutton, they'll be there to help us celebrate. He's going to preach and give us words of encouragement. And tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m., Pastor George McIntyre, I should have his, I want to say New Testament, but that's not it. But Pastor George McIntyre will be with us from Lancaster, California, giving us words of encouragement and sharing with us on tomorrow at 4 p.m. Listen, you guys don't want to miss it. Come on out and be with us tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. At 381 386 Street East in the city of Palmdale, California, and at 4 p.m., same address. Amen. Come on out and be with us. Amen. 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 Okay, it's Temple Ministries. That's it. Temple Ministries. Pastor George McIntyre will be with us at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Okay, so come on out and be with us. Mark your calendars. August 17th through the 19th. I'm so excited. I was excited to hear that song because it just did so much for me, because sometimes things get overwhelming and you just want to throw in the towel, but your destiny is too important. Okay, so this is it. August 17th through the 19th, 2017 at the Hilton Garden Inn, 1309 West Rancho Vista Boulevard in the city of Palmdale, California. Our theme this year is Next Level. Oh, my goodness. We are celebrating 22 years of the Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor. This year is the Unity Conference, coming together to lift up the name of Jesus at the Hilton Garden Inn. Registration is $60. That's for the conference and the breakfast. Listen, you can get more information on winks.com. And the link is on my show page. We got a Facebook page, event page, Facebook event page. Listen, you don't want to miss it. I am trying to put together now. I'm going to put together now. It's put together already. Some of the guests to come on the show and talk to you and share with you the conference. Listen, we have a powerful time every year. So Facebook.com, events, Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor, Unity Conference. If you check out the site, you'll get all the information, speakers, pictures, videos, all of that stuff. You'll get, and I will work on trying to do some behind-the-scenes stuff that we'll be doing so you can see all of it coming together. All right? All right. All right. Hear from our pastor that I'm going to play another song. Let's hear from our pastor, Pastor Smith.
Are you there?
Yes. Hello? Are you there? Hello.
Hello. You're just as happy today.
Yes, I'm happy. Happy in Jesus. Hallelujah. Give us some words of encouragement.
Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. If you can't get encouraged behind that, I don't know what I can tell you. Because this is a brand new day that we've never seen and we'll never see again. We have great opportunities in this day to do great things for God. But this is the day that He has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. That's my encouraging words for you on today. Be glad in today. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow's not promised, but we can do great things today. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much for your words of encouragement. Listen, y'all, I'm going to play this song again because some songs just speak. I'm telling you, to the heart of the matter. This was a difficult listen. Your destiny is too important for anything. And listen, just around the corner. Oh, my goodness. Just around the corner is everything that God promised us. as believers in Christ, Christian saints of the Most High God. Oh, my goodness, we want to give up, throw in the towel, all of this stuff. But listen, your destiny is too important. So I'm going to play it again. I might play it the rest of the show, but I'm going to play this one again, all right? Okay.
This is not the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word to you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start.
Maybe just talking to me today. Oh, my goodness. waiting on the other side of this test and this promise is everything. Everything God promised us waiting on the other side of this test is everything. I'm going to say that God promised me. Okay, so I just make it personal today. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you encouraged? I am encouraged in the Lord. Amen. I'm encouraged in the Lord. There are not too many contemporary songs that speak to my heart, but this one this morning just spoke to my heart this morning. So waiting on the other side. Okay, another song, and then I'm going to come back and just share some words of encouragement. Your destiny, that's the theme, because I listened to this song this morning, Your Destiny. Got another song for you, and we'll be right back. You want to join the conversation, get in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith or 347-989-0144. Godliness Saturday morning. Praise and glory. Today, the theme is your destiny. Amen. We'll be right back.
After this moment,
I won't go back.
time for reason to worship enough. Because of what Jesus has done, all been forgiven.
Before God's presence came and changed me and changed. His presence changes us. Amen. Changes us, makes us new, gives us new direction. Amen. 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 Okay. Get your Bible. We are going to Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And I know I cut the song off abruptly. I know. I'm sorry. We're going to Ephesians 2 and 10 right now. Reading out of the King James Version of the Bible. It says, I'm going to start at the 8th verse. And it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and out of yourselves it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship. I want y'all to underline that we are God's workmanship. Yes, we are. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has done, has God has before ordained that we should walk in them, that we should walk in them. Okay, so the New Living Translation says, really quick, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. Verse 10, circle it. For we are God's masterpiece. I love this. God's masterpiece. Your destiny is too important. We can't go back. Okay. For we are God's masterpiece. I'm telling y'all, I just want to shout. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Okay, so I'm going to read a little something that I got off the internet this morning. When I heard the song, I don't want to lose my scriptures either. When I heard the song, Your Destiny. Just want to share with you, and it's by Pastor Rick Warren. He has this scripture, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do good things he planned for us along long ago. And in case you didn't know, let me remind you, our lives are not accidents. I'm putting us. Our lives are not accidents. We have destiny. One that only we can complete. There's a purpose. There's a destiny for us. The Bible says in Psalms 139 and 16, all the days planned for me were written in your book before I was one day old. Oh, all the plans of God was already written. The Bible says before the foundation of the world, he called us. God knows everything that will happen in your life. I'm just going to do little snippets. He's not surprised by anything that goes on in our lives. We have a short period of time to live in this life, and God has a purpose and a plan for us. He has given us a destiny, something to do in this life, something that he gave you. Let me tell you, that's something he gave you. That's why your destiny is too important for anything. Oh, I love that song. Okay. So before you were born, God gave us certain ambitions, desires, and drive, purpose, destiny, desire that we play in this life. You know, history. We are part of history. Oh my goodness, we are a part of history. History. We are a part of his story. Christ's story. We are part of it. Okay. I'm excited. I really am. Okay. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Before you were born, God gave you a unique mixture of spiritual gifts, passions, ability, personality, and experiences. Oh, my goodness. And can, I don't mean any harm. You know, a lot of things I don't ascribe to, and I'm just saying it like this. But this particular thing just struck me this morning when I heard the song. I'm telling you, this song, Your Destiny, is just amazing. Okay. And I know we some of us, if you're like me, you're getting older, you know, and you think it's over. But I have a wonderful husband, fantabulous husband. He always speaks to me and tells me, you know, it ain't over till God says it's over. It's not over, Daphne. Long as you got breath in your body, you can do this thing. And he always reminds me, you're going to live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We have a destiny. We have a purpose. Okay? Your destiny, your purpose is unique, and it's unique to you. It may not be unique to God, but it's unique to you. And the reason I say that, because to God, there's nothing new under the sun. There's really nothing new under the sun. The uniqueness is us. I'm always awed, surprised. I stand in awe at the presence and purpose of God. I do, even right now, for him to remind me of my destiny and my purpose at this stage in my life. I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to do it. Help me, Jesus. I'm doing it right now in the name of Jesus. I'm like, oh, my goodness, you have reminded me that I have a destiny and a purpose. So it's unique to me right now. Even though I know the Lord called me to preach, teach, and have pastoral duties and all of that stuff, I know. Books, you know, songs, all that, I know. Oh, my goodness, Lord, I'm so excited to know that, you know, it's not over. It is not over for you as long as you have breath in your body. Okay, here's the painful part that Pastor Rick Warren writes, and it's true. You can miss God's destiny. We can miss it. People do it all the time. You can go through your entire life and miss God's purpose in your life. But here's the thing. It's by your choice if you want to miss it. It's your choice to miss it. And I see it. I see it in me. I see it in people every day. they miss it. You know, just do one. Can I help you? Just do one little part of it. And let me tell you, this is the thing. The destiny, the purpose of every man is to be saved. That's God's purpose and destiny for every one of us, is that we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Let me just do that part. Just do that part. And be faithful to the things God has given you to do. Just do that part. Okay, it's not rocket science. It's really not rocket science. I don't mean for this to sound difficult or anything. Listen, can you do the one thing? One thing, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then be faithful to the call that he's given you. That's it. See, here's the thing. If you choose to chase the pleasures of this world, like the song says, if you choose to buy that tie instead of giving your ties, or buy the shoes instead of doing this or doing other things, you want to chase that man or that woman. If you want to do that, then you're missing your destiny. If you're chasing popularity, pleasure, and money instead of God, then you're missing the whole point of life. Oh, okay. It's up to you. It's up to you. So we make the choice, quote unquote choice. I think for me personally, this is me personally. This is Daphne talking. For me personally, I think I've missed. I'm at the point of no return. I can't go back. Point of no return. There is nothing for me outside of Jesus. So I have choices that I can make, but I really don't have a choice as far as living saved, because I'm at the point of no return. I've been at the point of no return for a long time. And I think the danger in the part of it that God has given us choices, however you want to put it, the danger in that is sometimes we choose the wrong path. We choose the wrong path. So we have to be careful. And let me just give this, and I'm going to read the scripture and just some more scriptures and just share with you. Here's the thing about choices, and I say this at my church. Say the woman, I'm good because I'm a woman, so I always use woman things. Say the woman that's pregnant, you know, and she accepts Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. She's still pregnant. If she got pregnant out of wedlock or whatever, single mom or whatever, she's still that single mom. That's a choice you make. If you get drunk, get behind the wheel, crash, kill somebody, that's not the will of God. That's a choice you made to get drunk and get behind the wheel. If you decide to chase other things besides the purpose and plan that God has placed in your life, then that's a choice you made. It's not the will of God. It's the choice that you made. And people sometimes, you know, they used to. They don't really ask me about the will of God no more, because I have scripture for you. The will of God is that you don't commit fornication. That's the will of God. The will of God is that you give thanks in everything. The Bible says give thanks in everything, because that's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's not the will of God that we commit sin. That's not the will of God. The will of God is that every man be saved. And listen, God in his infinite wisdom knows that every man, when I say man, I mean mankind, every man will not be saved. He knows it, but his purpose and his plan is for us to be saved. So God created, let me read Ephesians 2 and 10 again. Well, I'm going to preach this on a Sunday morning. For we are God's masterpiece. Workmanship, that's what the King James Version says. Y'all need to underline that. You know what that means? I want to read this. It means that we are God's poem. That's where we get the word poem. We are something made, composed, constructed, a work of art. I am a work of art. Ah, you must see. Hey, hallelujah. You need to say to yourself today, I am a work of art. I'm designed by an artisan, which is God. come on now, a work of art, something artfully created, God's work in creation. And I know I moved my script. I'm going to read Psalm 143 and 5 really quick. Let me find it. I want to read Psalm 143 and 5 because it is the same premise that's in Ephesians 2 and 10. Psalm 143 and 5 says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I muse, I meditate on the work of your hands. Ecclesiastes 3 and 11 says, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning, so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. He has made everything beautiful, beautiful in his time. Amen. Beautiful in his time. Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work, that word work, workmanship, good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we were created, brought into existence, called into being. It was a creative act of God. I love this because it was done sometime in the past. That's why I tell people at church, you know, if you're going to teach God's word, you got to know the mood, the timing, the character of the word. And I'm making it really simplified. There's a mood, a character, a timing in the word of God. So he says in Ephesians 1 and 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We are created before the foundation of the word, of the world, before the foundation of the world, to be his poem, to be his workmanship. Then it says, for good works, profitable. Oh, come on now, for good works. It's not God's will that we be murderers and thieves and drunkards and sexually addicted and watch pornography and nope. It's not God's will. People say, well, it's God's will that no, the devil is a lie. It's not God's will. It's our choice. It was our choice, and it was really Adam's choice. Ah, now we're stuck. But it's our choice. Our choice. For good, we are created for good works. Listen, to be profitable, benefiting others, I want to give a shout out. I don't know if they're listening. That's fine. But I want to give a shout out to Love on Purpose because they're my friends, first of all. And I just felt right there, I need to give a shout out to them because I see the work that they do and it benefits others. Listen, your ministry. Even Lifeline, my pastor. But I just wanted to give a shout out because I felt that right there. Hashtag round table. I just felt that right there. Our ministry, your ministry, whatever God has placed in your hands is not for you. Even if you make money from it, it's not from you. For you, it's to benefit others. It's to benefit others. Good works benefit others. Believers in Christ, we are equipped for work that benefits the body of Christ and others. So if you are selfish, mean, just thinking about you, yourself, your four and no more, or whatever, the Bible tells us to not think more highly than we ought to think about ourselves. I know. I'm beautiful. I'm God's workmanship. I'm a poem. I'm a work of art in Christ's hands. Yes, I am. In Christ, I am. I can't boast on this on my own. Listen, all this a bag of chips and everything I say, it's because of Jesus Christ himself. We are nothing without him. I know we don't like that, but it's true. And it says, prepared, ordained before the foundation of the world. Ordained beforehand. It means we were prepared. It means he made us ready in advance. We were not an afterthought. I don't care if you had a child because of incest, rape, abuse, or whatever. God knew in advance. And I know it's difficult for us to comprehend that because he does not always stop the bad things that happen in this life. And I don't have an explanation for it except to tell you that he's God. And like I said before, if you get behind the wheel as a drunkard, you know, you get drunk and get behind the wheel and crash, kill yourself or kill the other person or whatever. That was not God's will. That was a choice that the person made. That was a choice that you made. And some things happen because of the choices that people make. Some things happen because we live in a sinful world. So hurricanes and floods and natural, what we call natural disasters, are because we live in a sinful world. We live in a sinful world. And things happen. So please don't get discouraged by things that happen. I'm talking to me too. Some things happen in my life because of the choices that I make. And the choices I'm making right now. For good or for bad. It's the choices that we make. Some things happen because it's just the quote unquote the natural phase of life. We get older. Things happen. We live in a sinful world. But we are prepared. We're not an afterthought. Listen, I love this. It's a specific action that took place in the past. We are vessels. Let me tell you this. We are vessels of mercy prepared beforehand for good works beforehand. We are vessels of mercy. Come on. Come on now, I want to talk to you right now in these last few minutes. We are vessels of mercy. Hashtag roundtable had a discussion about compassion. I don't always feel like I'm the most compassionate person. Even with all that I do, feeding the hungry and doing whatever that God placed in my hand to do. I don't always feel like I am the most compassionate person. I don't. But I know it's because of the love of Jesus. So you may not feel right now like you're the most compassionate or the most merciful or the most loved or the most beautiful or the most liked or whatever. You may not feel like it right now. But you are a vessel created by God for good works. You are a vessel created by God for good works, good character, a good direction, a good path. All of it comes from faith in Jesus Christ. None of this we can do on our own. It all comes from faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So I pray, you know, you've been encouraged today. I have with everything that is going on. Now, that song says your destiny is too important to give up for anything. And I have given up, and I know you have, so many things. But while there is breath in our bodies, listen, let's get up. Let's get up off of our do nothing. And do what God has placed in our hands to do. Amen. 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 Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this time, this opportunity to share your word with your people today. I pray that something has been said that will encourage those that are listening right now and those that will listen. I know, Lord, that I am encouraged. I am so glad. Personally, I just want to thank you. I am so glad that you allowed me to come across this song, Your Destiny, this morning, because it has stirred in me a fire to know that there is still time for me to do what you call me to do. And I thank you and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that all of us, believers in Christ, young and old, as long as we have breath in our bodies, we have the opportunity to do what you've called us to do. Whether we are physically impaired, we still have destiny and design and purpose in our lives. Even mentally challenged, we have destiny, purpose, and design in our lives. Oh, Pastor, come on now. Don't give up. You got destiny, purpose, and design in your life. Come on, woman of God. Don't give up. Destiny, purpose, and design. Man of God, boy and girl, come on, people of God. We have destiny, design, and purpose in our lives. God has called us. We are his workmanship. We are his masterpiece. We are a poem. We are a work of art. We are designed by the great creator, the great artisan, God himself. Oh, my goodness, for destiny, purpose, and design to do a good work prepared before the foundation of the world. Don't give up. Ha! Ha! Glory to God. Pick that towel up again. Wash it off. Come on now. Come on now. Pick it up. Pick it up. The word of God says that we put our hand to the plow and we look back, we're not fit. Keep moving forward. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Keep moving forward in the name of Jesus. Your destiny is too important to give up or anything. It's right around the corner. It's right around the corner. So God, I thank you and I praise you and I magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us of the destiny and purpose and plan and design you have placed in our lives. You have placed in our lives. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Listen, you all, we have the victory in Christ Jesus. There is nothing more important than what God has placed on the inside of us. There's a song they used to sing that only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. I know we see a lot of great things like social media, technology, skyscrapers and buildings and, you know, seven wonders of the world, all of these things. But only what you do for Christ will last. I am so grateful to I'm giving shout outs to people today. I'm so grateful to Pastor Anthony Richardson. He came to our church Sunday, kind of basically said the same thing, and he spoke to our church. And one day I'm going to give you the testimony of our church and tell you the awesomeness. I believe the awesomeness of God. And Pastor Richardson came last Sunday, and spoke to us and spoke to our church and just encouraged us and told us about not using the word small. Because sometimes we think because of what we see, and it may look small, but God has put such a destiny and purpose and plan even in what we consider small. Because let me tell you, God uses what we say is small, and there's testimonies in the Bible. Gideon with thousands of men, the Lord only used 300. David, Goliath against Goliath, one stone brought Goliath down. Jesus, 12 men, and the Christian movement, whatever you want to call it, Christianity is still here today. All of these things, two fish, five loaves of bread, the woman at the well, Paul, who they say was short in stature. All of these things, David as a king, Josiah, who was 8 years old. I mean, you get it. You really get it. What we say is small. God takes it and uses it and magnifies it for his glory, for his honor. So I was just so thankful for the message that we heard on Sunday, and it just resonated in me. And I let me tell you, I was excited about our church. I'm still excited about Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated. I'm excited about our location. I'm excited about what God is doing. And I tell people at church, I have an ulterior motive about being excited, because here's the thing: if you don't grumble, don't complain, don't fuss, don't fight against the will of God, he will take you to the next level. But if you grumble, murmur, complain, fight against it, you're going to stay there for a minute. I'm determined to move on. I got some issues. I'm talking about me personally, my personal life that I'm working on. I'm working on, and I'm coming out of it in Jesus' name. But I know of a surety God has purpose, destiny, and design in my life. I'm out in Jesus' name. I'm out. I have the victory. I walk in victory. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So I just want to encourage you to keep moving, keep pressing forward in Jesus' name. He will do great and mighty things if you don't give up. And if you sitting down right now and saying, it's over for me, let me tell you that it's not. It is not over. It's not over. It is not over. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I love you with the love of Jesus. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God is moving by his Spirit. We have the victory. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. We are at the next level in Christ Jesus. We are at the next level in Christ Jesus. Yes, we are, in Jesus' name. So I love you. Keep praying for me. Keep praying for Pastor. And we want you to know that you are purposed for godliness. And I want you to know that you already have the victory. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. Amen. Amen. Yeah! Put your hands right here.